Well, Juventus had an incredible season last time in the Champions League, reaching the final and winning the Italian Championship for the fourth consecutive time. They had the courage to change before being on a downhill slope, and it takes courage to do it, but they did it. They've changed a few key players in Pirlo, Tevez and Vidal, replaced them with some younger players. I don't think they're going to be particularly successful this season, even though they will be competitive. But with changing, I think they will have a great future sooner than if they had waited to make a change when it was too late.
And why do you think this season will be less successful than last?
I think that when you lose three key players, fundamental players, not just in terms of their ability and their skill, but also their personality, their their experience, it takes a little while before the new coming players can replace them successfully. I think we need to be patient. They have to be patient at Juventus and allow these young, very talented players to develop and become as good as the players that they are substituting.
Is that why they've had such a sticky start to the season?
I think that's one of the reasons, yes. Also, I think it's quite human when you win four consecutive trophies to lose a little bit of your appetite and your hunger for success. And there's also been a little bit unlucky with the draw, because facing AC Rome away from home the second day of the new season is not the easiest task to carry out. So, but I think it's been like a wake-up call for them as well. And I think that from now on they will be a bit more concentrated and they will try better and harder.
Simone Zaza and Mario Mandzukic up front, two new strikers playing together. Is that a risk to have two strikers who are both new to the club?
Well, I don't think that Zaza has been signed to be a starter. In fact, there was a rumour about him joining West Ham and coming to the Premiership. I think Mandzukic is definitely going to be in the starting lineup, and I think he might be paired with Dybala, the Argentinian player, who I think is such an exciting prospect. Is someone destined to a great future, in my opinion. And then, of course, you've got Morata, the Spanish centre-forward. So players have been signed, exciting players have been signed. Whether they're going to be a massive hit from the start, or whether we will have to wait a little bit in order to allow them to improve, that's another thing to see.
How do you think Juve will approach their Champions League game against Manchester City?
Well, I think Juventus have got their confidence back now at European level. After reaching the final, playing so well in the final against Barcelona, I think that they probably face clubs of the likes of Manchester United or Manchester City or Arsenal with more confidence. Juventus' confidence is back, which is always a problem for the opponents. Having said that, it will be very, very tough to come home from Manchester with a win. I think that they will take a draw any day.
What about Roma? They didn't make it out of the group stage last season, which was a surprise, because at that time they were playing particularly well in Italy. How do you see their campaign going in Europe this season?
Well, I think that the most difficult thing for any club and the players and the manager is to adapt to a new weekly routine. I think that when you play once a week is doable. When you play in the Championship and then in the Champions League, it's like a different sport, and you need to adapt, you need to get used to that double weekly effort, both mentally and physically. And some clubs struggle, and I think this is the problem that Roma had last year. That's why they got knocked out after the first group stage. But I think this year they've strengthened the squad considerably, and I think now they are probably capable of handling both competitions reasonably well. Definitely in the Italian Championship they are the team to beat. So far they look very strong. In the Champions League probably not yet, but they can do quite well.